I am so excited because William and Kate are going to be having a baby. And when I heard the news, I was really, really excited because a royal baby is always a moment of intense excitement and everyone is really, really happy, just as we were for the royal wedding. Of course, William and Kate's baby is creating a few constitutional nightmares because the government want to change the law which says that only a male can inherit the throne. And so in the case of William and Kate having a girl then a boy, the boy would take precedence over the girl. And so the current government want to change the law so that William and Kate's first child, whether it be a boy or a girl, would become king or queen and is therefore in third place in line for the throne. Now, this is actually quite complicated, but it's really, really interesting if you're interested in history, because it takes us straight back to Henry VIII and when he decided to separate from the Church of Rome. Now, I'm not sure that people today realise that there is a direct connection between what Henry VIII did and the decision that the British government is about to make. But it's a decision that they must not take lightly. And I think the most exciting situation of all would be if William and Kate were to be expecting twins, if those twins were one boy and one girl, and if they were to have to be born by caesarean section. Because if that were the case, which twin would be brought out first? Would they bring out the boy or would they bring out the girl? Ha ha, that remains a mystery.